All right. So, you guys ready to hear what you're going to do with these things? I know it's been a mystery all morning, because I'm not even sure. J for J. So, this game... So, my turn. This game is a game of skill. And those who like to talk to other people will do well at this game. Is there any extra papers? Here. Are there any extra papers? Okay, if you did not get a paper and you want to play, up here on the corner are the alphabet pages. You can grab that when I say go. You can put the pencils beside it. You have a pencil.
I know, I need three more.
No, you don't. Okay, so I'll get there. Okay, so for the time being, all you need to know is my name is John. Okay, so we'll get there in like 5 minutes. What? All right, if everybody can look at the stage real quick, can everybody see the backdrop? Okay. It's a skyline of a city, and there's a church there, and it says church done differently. What we're talking about for the next six Sunday mornings leading up to the fall retreat is church and how we're part of church and what church is supposed to look like and what the Bible says about church. And one of the words that you're going to hear a lot is community, right? To be part of the church is to be in community. Part of being in community is to know one another. But there's a lot of people in this room who might know some people, but nobody in this room, I think, knows everybody. There might be some that are close. It's not a competition. But what we're going to do is for roughly 5 minutes,
I know everybody.
All right, for roughly 5 minutes, from A to Z, inside of this room, you cannot leave these doors, you're going to do a scavenger hunt. No, all right, so it can be somebody's first name. It can be something that somebody has on them. Like, if there's nobody's name that starts with an L and somebody has lint in their pocket, that could be an L. But if you find an object, you have to put the person's name beside it. Like, what's your first name with the yo-yo?
John.
What?
Cam.
Cam. So, if you need a Y, yo-yo goes with Cam. But you have to talk to him. You can't cheat and write that down. All right? Does this make sense? So... it doesn't make sense. If you don't understand what we're going to do, raise your hand. What's your question? All right. Okay. Yes. Okay. So when I say go, you're going... oh, the other part of that is because there's... how many letters in the alphabet? 26? 26. 20, there's 26. There's 26 letters, and there's more than 26 of you in here, so you cannot list the same person twice, all right? The point of this game is to make you talk to other people. I'm introverted, I understand. That's why I'm not playing. But you'll have 5 minutes, and then in 5 minutes we'll come back and see who got the most, and whoever gets the most gets to go first for snacks. Yes. You cannot list your own name. I'm sorry. All right, yes. Last names work too, as long as they're not your own. All right. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Are you John? Hi, John.
And you... did you just hit me? Oh.
I'm a nice person.
Unbelievable. It's okay. No. Don't forget your announcement pages. Take one for now. This place is crazy. What? Oh, we're already on it. Yeah, I got it during game time.
No.
No, just prayer. Guys, that's too close. It's too close. Don't spill the juice. Actually, I should get some lemonade. All right, guys. I'm going to butt real quick because I just need a little bit so that I can talk more. It'll take me 30 seconds, not even. Can I butt in front of you real quick? Ah! Okay, that's good. Thank you. You all right? You sure? Okay. Oh, can't go up there. Okay. Okay, you guys can't put your stuff on the stage. I need space to walk. I might spit on you guys.
Okay.
Not legitimately, that would be weird. But sometimes I get really excited when I talk and I just forget to swallow. Blah, blah. I'm just scaring you because you're really close. All right, so how many of you remember to grab the announcement sheet? All right. They'll be there afterwards if you want to remember something. Hey, guys. Guys, I know some people are still getting snacks, but we're going to get started. We're going to move on with the morning. So there's some things that you guys need to know. One we've already kind of talked about, but just a refresher if you are interested in being on the worship team. Grab this green card. It's sitting at the corner of the stage. There's a box of pencils right there. Fill it out. You can then set it on the back lid of that box. It's empty right now. You can set it in there. I will get it. I will make sure it gets to the people that need to talk to you about worship stuff, all right? Other things to know about. This is probably one of the most important weeks to grab this and take it home, all right? Because there's a lot of stuff that starts in the next 2 weeks. All right, today we start our fall series on Sunday mornings. This coming Wednesday is our leaders meeting. The next Wednesday, guess what starts? What? Small groups in coffee house. So guys, next Wednesday, which is September 21st. Thank you. September 21st. 14 and 7 is 21. I was trying to figure out math. Coffee house starts at 3:30 here in the coffee house. You are welcome to come at 3:30 and stay until small groups are over. You can come at any time from 3:30 to 6:30 for coffee house. Coffee house will also have food that you can buy really cheaply for like a dollar or two. You come in. Jess, how much is coffee or dinner at coffee house? Five-ish dollars, not one or two. Bring double that. Bring four or five. And by that, I mean five. So bring $5 if you want to eat dinner here. You can come from school, hang out here, do your homework. There's going to be a quiet room, study room, homework room. So you can be here. And then at 6:45, middle school, we'll be here. We'll start small groups, and then we'll break into our small groups. All right? And senior high meets in houses. So we have the EC to ourselves on Wednesday nights right here. Okay? So remember that. Not this coming Wednesday. If you show up this coming Wednesday, we're going to make you do a lot of push-ups or something because it's just going to be us leaders. But next Wednesday, all right? If you are interested in raising money for, like, retreats, mission trips, different things that we do throughout the year, you can do that by working in the cafe at the main campus. And if you are interested in doing that, you need to do a training or go to a meeting, which is September 22nd, all right? It's at night. It's after school. You can make that. You can also know, or you should also know, snack. Anybody looking forward to snacks? Not the snacks you're eating, but Sunday nights after church, snacks. Yeah? All right. The first one, I don't have all the information set yet, but the first one will be October 2nd. You bring $3. It helps cover the cost of food. We'll hang out. We'll play games. We'll eat food together. And it's just about building community. You can bring friends. It doesn't have to be people from New Hope. We'd love to see, like, people. Well, I don't know a lot of you, so I'm looking forward to it because I get to know all of you. But bring people that other students don't know, too. Also, if you are in 7th or 8th grade, sorry, 6th graders, but 7th or 8th grade, if you're interested in having a say in what we do as a middle school group and as a youth group, you can join the student leadership team. All right, so we'll meet together, we'll talk about God and the Bible and go deeper than we do like in big group, but we'll also talk about ways in which to develop you as leaders, and it's a really great opportunity. If you are interested in that, you need to show up, you need to sign up. Is that online? I'm learning too, guys. Sign up online and then show up to the first meeting, which is actually October 2nd. It's in the morning. There's food here. You come before church at 8 o'clock. We meet at the EC. There's food and coffee and good times. But that'll be right here. You need to show up on the 2nd if you would like to be part of the team. Also, I told you this was an important week to grab one of these because there's a lot of announcements. Kids Worship Team, which is open for 4th through 8th grade. It might be younger, but 4th through 8th grade. So anybody in this room who likes to sing, if you would like to be part of a choir and a worship team, you'll have chances to perform and even lead worship in a lot of different areas and venues at New Hope Church. So if you're interested in that, on this sheet of paper, there's an awesome lady named Jody. It's her email address. You or your parents can shoot her an email and say, hey, I'm interested. She'll give you all the details you need to know. All right? And then, maybe most importantly, you guys ready for this? Fall retreat! Yes! All right. So it's 1:35. Registration will be open, I think, this week. But if it does open this week, we'll tell your parents. We'll tell you. But registration opens. It is due by October 5th, and we leave on October 22nd. All right? It's 1:35. If you're like, man, I'd really like to go, but we can't make that work financially, come talk to Jess, Justin, or myself, and we will figure that out because we want you guys on the retreat. It is an amazing time, all right? So that is coming up. Does anybody have any questions about the things coming up? Yes. What is Fall Retreat? What is Fall Retreat? It is an amazing weekend where we go to Lake Beauty Bible Camp. And we stay in awesome cabins. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what they're like. I assume that they're awesome. But everything about Lake Beauty seems amazing. And they make us food. We have worship sessions, teaching time. It's just an amazing, amazing weekend away. We unplug. There's not really cell phone service. I know that seems scary now, but it is awesome. All right? Does that answer your question? Maybe. Okay. Were you listening? Probably not. All right, so there goes my announcement. So announcements are done. No questions? All right, so if you guys haven't kind of been wondering this already, a lot of you have met me. My name is John. I am the new guy. I am very new. This is actually the first lesson that I've taught at New Hope, and we haven't even gotten there yet. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate the encouragement. But my name is John. I am a father. I have two daughters. One is going to be 3. The other is 7 months old. I am married to my wife, Megan. We'll celebrate 5 years of marriage in December. We just bought a house in Crystal right down the road from here. It's like 5 minutes from here, where we will be moving on September 24th. So we are settling in right now. We live in a basement. That's not a whole lot of fun. But awesome family that we live with. Anyway, that's me. I would love a chance to get to know you guys. Part of that is going to be not always on you, but right now, like on Sunday mornings. All right, if anybody's going to eat snacks in the next 15 minutes, can everybody open them now? The snacks are all gone. Tracy! Hi. That's Tracy. We talked about Tracy earlier. She's the one you're supposed to know. All right. Thank you. All right. Done with the crinkles. All right, so what I was getting at was if you would like to know more about me, if you have questions about who I am, where I came from, anything like that, some of that stuff will come out over the next few weeks as I'm teaching lessons, but some of it, like, if you just come up and talk to me, I would love to get to know you too, and that's a great chance. And if, like, you're like, hey, I'm off school on this day, you want to grab lunch or coffee or what? You know, if you don't like coffee, we don't have to get coffee. I love coffee. Yeah. All right. But point being, come talk to me. I want to get to know you guys. My office is in the student ministry's office area. When everybody's here, because other people office in that area now, it's technically not open to students. But, like, if you're like, hey, can we talk? We can go hang out in my office. We'll talk. We'll get to know each other. It's a great time. Cool? All right. So the other thing before I forget, since we're in like new mode and I don't know you guys, you don't really know me, and some of you don't know each other, before you leave today, meet one person that you don't know. All right? Not right this second. Just keep it in mind. All right? Make that a goal like every week. If you come in here every week seeking to meet one person that you don't know, by the end of the school year, I bet you'll know everybody. Or at least you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. We go to church, and we're cool. We're tight. You're like, you know, that's what we're about. We want to build community, and that's what we're going to talk about today, okay? But before we get started on our lesson time, I want to open in prayer. So would you guys pray with me? All right. God, thank you so much that we can gather here together to open your word, to talk about you, to talk about what you have called us to in our own lives, but also as a community, as a church, as a youth group. God, I pray that you would speak through me, that my words would be your words, and that you would give us attentive ears and help us to leave here changed, desiring to know you more. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, so when I got to New Hope Church, all right, one of the things that I was given, it's not really mine, but one of the things I was given was this MacBook Air. Yes, this is mine. It's not really mine. It's the church's. All right, I love this computer. Well, as much as you can love an inanimate object. When I ask Siri if she can love me or if she loves me, she says I'm incapable of that. So I think the MacBook would too. But here's the thing. This computer, while it belongs to the church, is mine. I don't have to share it with somebody. I don't have to, like, I can leave it on my desk in my office. I can take it home. I can bring it up here on the stage. I can write lessons with it. I can watch YouTube videos with it, right? I can send emails. I can social media, because social media is a verb. And I can do all of those things because it's my computer, right? It belongs to the churches, but it's my computer to use. It's like mine. But here's the thing about this computer. Before it was mine, before it belonged to New Hope Church, it belonged to somebody else. You guys know that this computer is refurbished. It's a refurbished computer. Refurbished means that somebody else at one point in time owned this, or it was out in the store or something like that. And they traded it in, or they sold it back to Apple for not nearly as much as they paid for it. And Apple took it, and they wiped it clean, and they put on a new operating system, and they replaced any parts that weren't working right, and they made it like new. Like, it works like a brand new computer, right? And they boxed it up, and they put a stamp on the box that says refurbished, and they sold it, and New Hope happened to buy it. And it became my computer. But what I like about the refurbished computer is that when I'm actually thinking, like, a pastor and I think about God, it's a daily reminder of myself. Actually, it's a daily reminder of us and God, right? Just like Apple refurbished this computer and made it new, like it works new, God takes us and makes us new, right? Now, if somebody had given me this computer and like, hey, I used this for the last 5 years, but here, you take this, right? And I open it up, and it would be cool. Somebody just gave me a computer. But it would be full of their files and their choice of browser and internet history, and there's probably their own sneeze marks on the screen, and like it's just not quite the same, right? But when Apple took this and made it new, it became awesome. It works like it's supposed to work. It doesn't lag because it's full of other stuff. It's brand new. It works amazingly. And what's awesome is, that's what God does to us. When we come to Jesus Christ and we accept the forgiveness that he offers us, right? Jesus died on a cross. He gave up his life so that we can be forgiven. He rose again so that we can spend forever in heaven with him. When we accept that, when we say, Jesus, I am a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Help me. Make me new. When that stuff happens in our lives, Jesus makes us new. And guess what? The old files, the sneeze marks on our screen, they get wiped away. We're made new. We're a new creation. We're working like we were originally supposed to, some days. But we're made new, like a refurbished computer of sorts. But anyway, Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, so if you have your Bible or a Bible app, you can get to Ephesians chapter 4. He talks about this. Right? Paul's talking about what it looks like once we've been refurbished, once we've been made new. Right? He's not talking about how to come to Jesus in this passage. He's talking about, hey, you've come to Jesus. This is what this looks like. This is what it looks like to be made new, to be refurbished. All right, so we're going to read Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 22. It's the end of chapter 4, and we're going to read the first two verses of chapter 5. Reading-wise, it's a lot, but we're not going to talk about every verse, so it's not that big of a passage, all right? I would love to spend the entire year in this passage alone, but we're not going to do that. So if you'd follow along with me, I have an NIV Bible because that's what my old church used, and I'll eventually get to the ESV, but I'm going to read from the NIV, so if the words are a little different, it doesn't mean that yours is right and mine is wrong or vice versa, all right? So just follow along. We're going to start in verse 22. Paul writes, and he says, to the church in Ephesus, right? He's writing to Christians. He says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. I lost my place. To be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Keep in mind that Paul tells us that we are supposed to be made new, all right? In verse 25, he says, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must no longer steal, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only that what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That was a lot. It's a big passage to be talking about, but we're not going to talk about all that fits in there. As we go through this next 6 weeks, those things are all going to be talked about and discussed, and light will be shed on that. But what I want you guys to think about right now is who you are, right? Who you are in Christ. Because Paul starts this passage by saying, take off the old self. Put it off. Literally, lay down who you were before Jesus. Put it down on the ground and walk away and put on Christ. What Paul's getting at there is you believe in the gospel, you accept the gospel, and then you live out the gospel. We're going to unpack what the gospel is over the next 6 weeks as well. But when we live like this, we then have some things that come into our lives and come out of our lives in the way we act, in the way we behave, in the things that we say, in the things that we believe, in the way that we work. All of these things are wrapped up in our faith in Jesus. And that's what taking off the old self and putting on Christ is. But I mean, let's think about this. Hey guys, do you need to go somewhere? All right, thank you. So here's the thing. When we take off the old self and we put on the new, has anybody ever taken off their old self? No. No. Did you like just unzip and step out? Like how does one do this? Right, how are you transformed by the gospel? And what I want you guys to realize, because we're going to run out of time really fast, is that we can't do this on our own. Right? Jesus and his death and resurrection on the cross is the only way in which we can take off ourselves. Paul is telling us that we need to make the choice to choose Jesus, to deny who we were and our sinful desires, and know that they're going to creep back in and we're not going to be perfect, but to choose Jesus every day. And what Paul's getting at here is that when we choose Jesus, we start to realize that it's not about us, which is really hard. It's about God. It's not about us, it's all about him. And that changes the way we live. Because if you think about the sinful desires that Paul goes on and he lists out there, like most of us in this room probably don't struggle with, you know, some of the big sins like stealing or murder, right? But some of us, I bet, struggle to not gossip or not talk bad about other people or not respond to somebody in a way when they're making you angry that's not right. Like, I'm the oldest of five kids, right? I have three sisters and a brother. They made me really mad, and there were days that I could walk away and love them like I was supposed to, and there were days that I tackled them and I failed and I was a bad big brother, right? That's not to tell you to do those things. It's to simply say, Paul is warning us that as we take off our old self and put on Christ, sin is deceitful. Satan does not want us to do these things, but we have to rely on Jesus. That's why he's saying put on Christ. It's almost like putting on a coat. That's the first thing anybody sees about you is Christ, right? But when we fail, I bet most of you, if you think about times that you have messed up in this, when you've responded in a way that you shouldn't, when you've failed to take off your old self, when you've not put on Jesus, and you respond like you're not supposed to, I bet every time there was something that like made you justify it, like make you think that it's okay. Like, I remember my little brother would make me so mad that, and like he would actually like make me so mad, and then he would like start poking me and hitting me and stuff, like trying to just get me to wrestle him or fight him. And there were times that I turned around and hit him because he deserved it, right? No, he doesn't. I mean, he might, in the world standards, have deserved it, but that is not how we are called to respond. We are called to put off ourselves. See, in those moments that I didn't respond the way that I was supposed to, it was because I was focused on me and getting what I wanted and getting what was fair. And that's not what we are called to. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, follow Jesus because he'll make life fair. He says, put yourself down, walk away from you and pick me. Put me on, make it about me. And that changes everything. Could you guys imagine what school would be like? What home life would be like, what church would be like, if everybody came on a Sunday morning and it wasn't about them. It was all about Jesus. It wasn't about how much fun you had. It wasn't about liking or not liking the worship. It was all about God. Do you imagine how different things would be? Or what about like coming to church and like you're dealing with something, and that's okay. You're supposed to come here and deal with things. That's what we're here for. That's part of being in community. But how often do we just bottle that up and pretend like nobody cares about us or nobody wants to hear that, or, you know, it's not as important as whatever else? Like, what if our mindset was so much more on caring for others and loving others and being the community in which I hope over the next 6 weeks you see the Bible's actually calling us to? Do you guys think things would be different? Do you think your lives would be different if you made that choice every day? Do you think the people around you would be changed because of the life that they see you living? Yeah? I agree. And so that's what we're going to talk about the next 6 weeks. And we're about out of time. But before we close, the thing that I want you guys to take with you, so if you're writing anything down, write this down. Or if you haven't listened to me at all, listen to me right now. If you want to live that way, if you want to be all for him, you have to lay yourself down. Because the only way that you'll respond as the Bible calls us to, the only way your focus will be on something other than yourself, is to make it all about Jesus, to put on Jesus, all right? So to end our time, on the tables in the corner here, there's white note cards and permanent markers. What I want you guys to do is think about, and as soon as you have your answer, you can go write it down, and then it is 12:15, so we have to be done. But I want you guys to think about, if everybody in this room came in every week living like what I just talked about, living Ephesians 4 out, we take off ourselves, we leave ourselves, and we put on Christ, and we walk in, and we see somebody by themselves, what are we going to do? We're going to walk away, or we're going to be nice to them, right? That's just one example, but it changes our mindset. It changes how we are. So what I want you to write on those cards is, if That was the kind of community that we are and what we're striving to become. What do you want to see be true of this place? So you can write down, like, hey, if everybody here followed Jesus and loved Jesus and did what we were supposed to do every day, every time, what would life look like? You can write that on the card. In the idea of we are a community, we are a family, we're one body, what do you want our group to look like? Not what does it look like, but what do you think it should look like because of Jesus? Does that make sense? All right, so think about that. I'm going to close this in prayer, and then if you're willing to go over, there's two tables, there's lots of markers, write down what you thought. You can keep it anonymous. You don't have to put your name on it, and then you can just let it lay on the table. I'll pick them up then, all right? Let's pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you that we get to gather together as the body of Christ. Thank you that we are not perfect, but that you make us new, that you made us to work like you have called us to. God, thank you for calling us to be your hands and feet. And God, we recognize that the church is not perfect because we're all sinners, and we all forget that it's not always about us. But God, I pray that as we go through this series, as we start this school year, as we get to know one another, God, would we live a life that truly reflects that it's all about you? Would you help us this week to be aware of times that we don't take ourselves off and times that we just fail to put you on? God, would you be the first thing and the last thing and the only thing people see when people look at us as the church? In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so if you have something you want to write down, write it down. Otherwise,